too.
Not everyone's convinced. Because the incoming rockets are invisible to the naked eye, a handful of skeptics say that what we're witnessing may simply be the Iron Dome missiles themselves self-destructing without hitting anything.
You're looking at an Iron Dome missile on its way. You can't see the Hamas rocket it's going after, but watch how the missile will adjust its course to get close to the Hamas rocket and blow it up.
I don't know exactly what happened, but I raise the question marks, and I would like to have an answer. I asked the IDF, show me your videos, your infrared videos, in which you can see almost everything. But they said it's classic.
Most Israelis just think they work and think they're making the country safer and stronger.
With a wave of its innovative wand, Rafael has developed a first-of-its-kind counter-rocket artillery mortar CRAM system.
We hope that seeing is believing. Kevin Connolly, BBC News, Jerusalem.
Of the rocket that has landed here. But people here spend most of their days indoors, Colleen. Oh, there's another attacker. There's another rocket alert going on right now. We got to get out of here.
Okay, go, Fred. All right, there you see it. A strike in Ashkelon. Just a short time ago that we're seeing pictures of there. We've got the pictures up as Fred and our camera crew get out of the way. The sirens are sounding again in Ashkelon, which is a sign that another strike is coming. Can we listen here?
And now we have the impact. Oh, Colleen, we can stay on. We can stay on.
Okay.
We can stay on.
We're with you.
Colleen.
We're with you.
Are you still there?
Yes, we're with you. Go ahead.
Okay. Colleen, basically what just happened is the air sirens went off and we then ran to a sort of a shelter that we have right here. This is a residential building that we're in right here. We're sort of in the house. We've heard one impact just now, which appears to be from a rocket. The alarm seemed to have died down. We're going to sort of get up and wait. It seems that stay down. Okay, we're going to stay down, actually. Did hear an impact. It seemed to be somewhat in the distance, but certainly here in the Ashkelon area. So, I mean, as you can see, obviously, these rocket attacks having a big effect on people here in Ashkelon.
American-funded breakthrough in military technology. Or just possibly a kind of optical illusion.
This then virtually create a dome around the city or protected area. Iron Dome is like fireworks. You can see the success of Iron Dome is like fireworks. Something $1 million to finish the development and production.
It was originally developed by an Israeli company. It's been subsidized by the U.S. to the tune of about $235 million.
Cutting-edge weapon of war that even some pacifists might come to love. Instead of killing people, Iron Dome saves them by intercepting rockets loaded with explosives before they can land on innocent civilians. The system was developed by Israel with hundreds of millions of dollars of support from U.S. taxpayers.
They were running for their lives in Tel Aviv tonight. Hamas had warned we'll hit Tel Aviv at 9 p.m. Hamas fired at least four missiles at Tel Aviv. No damage, no casualties, thanks to Iron Dome.
You're looking at an Iron Dome missile on its way. You can't see the Hamas rocket it's going after, but watch how the missile will adjust its course to get close to the Hamas rocket and blow it up.
Martin, good evening.
Lester, good evening. The stakes are rising sharply here tonight. Israel says because Hamas is hiding its rocket launchers among Palestinian homes in northern Gaza, tonight it will order Palestinian civilians to leave their homes, quote, for their own safety. But the Iron Dome anti-missile system did its job, tracking the missiles, hitting them head-on, destroying them.
Israel must defend itself.
It must.
Israel must defend itself if this continues.
Incoming rocket will be intercepted. Sounded extremely dramatic to make two bodies meet together.
The $270 million the U.S. has provided Israel to help build Iron Dome is an addition to the $3 billion Israel gets annually from the U.S. in military aid. The $270 million the U.S. has provided Israel to help build Iron Dome is an addition to the $3 billion Israel gets annually from the U.S. in military aid.
Hamas fired at least four missiles at Tel Aviv. No damage, no casualties, thanks to Iron Dome. Israel's patience is close to breaking point.
Israeli, with all the pain, must go to Gaza and destroy the Hamas.
While some of the Palestinian population in northern Gaza has reportedly been warned to leave their homes. The army says it's ready to invade Gaza to stop the rockets.
In the past, you would consider as full war.
Israel was ready for full war. 75,000 soldiers and hundreds of armored vehicles were called up, ready for an invasion of Gaza. It didn't happen.
Is it because of Iron Dome that the army didn't have to invade Gaza?
By all means. Without Iron Dome, we were inside Gaza, you know, after 2 days.
It didn't happen.
Is it because of Iron Dome that the army didn't have to invade Gaza?
By all means. Without Iron Dome, we were inside Gaza, you know, after 2 days. Working, cars are moving, trains are moving, nothing stopped.
Each of the Tamir missiles cost about $62,000. Why all that money being spent? Because they want to expand this system much bigger to get earlier detection, earlier interception, and to deal with even bigger rockets that could be valuable for the U.S.
American-funded breakthrough in military technology. All just possibly a kind of optical illusion. Not everyone's convinced. Because the incoming rockets are invisible to the naked eye, a handful of skeptics say that what we're witnessing may simply be the Iron Dome missiles themselves self-destructing without hitting anything. All just possibly a kind of optical illusion. Because the incoming rockets are invisible to the naked eye, a handful of skeptics say that what we're witnessing may simply be the Iron Dome missiles themselves self-destructing without hitting anything.
System virtually create a dome around this Iron Dome is like fireworks.
You can't see the Hamas rocket it's going after.
Because the incoming rockets are invisible to the naked eye, A handful of skeptics say that what we're witnessing may simply be the Iron Dome missiles themselves self-destructing without hitting anything.